being invited. I think that and I agree with everything that's been said. I think we have an obligation and an opportunity to create a multifaceted organizing and advocacy strategy that can both work at the U.S. and EU level, but it must immediately develop an approach so this is a global advocacy effort. The time to act is now. I agree we should release first a set of principles while we also plan the organizing, and I think the organizing has to occur at the government level, and also to facilitate independent efforts to ensure that content providers, and I'm going to specifically think about audiovisual makers, who I was one, and I'm concerned about, because I don't believe that multimedia makers, both professional ones and independent ones, the young, like my daughter is 13, the young kids working who are creating all this stuff, I don't believe that they will have access to the global marketplace to facilitate the discussion of ideas and to earn, if needed, the revenues so they can begin to make their work. And I think I think no one is really representing now, certainly in the United States, I know, but I think elsewhere, the interest of independent multimedia makers. So it's crucial. Indeed, the organization in the United States that represented independent filmmakers just closed their doors, went out of business, the Association of Independent Video and Filmmakers. And we know that we have to ensure access to information on a global level. I think we're at an important crossroads, too. Because what we do, and it is a U.S. bias, but I think it's happening in Europe, what we do is follow the plans, the political plans, and the market plans of the entertainment industry, the broadband industry. And you've heard about network neutrality. What they deliberately did was they went to our regulator and they removed the safeguard requiring non-discrimination over broadband digital distribution systems. Indeed, they are placing in the United States, and I believe elsewhere, mechanisms of control to ensure that their flow of information receives priority placement, that data is collected constantly on individual users, and it's a system that's really being shaped by the forces of advertising and marketing. I think that's the dominant theme emerging in the United States with broadband, and indeed, I think it is a worldwide problem. That it's invisible, but it's very clear. You know, when the industry talks about triple play, and I understand they're talking about it here now in Europe, but they're certainly talking about it in the U.S., they're talking about, both on a regulatory level to remove all the safeguards, but also on a market level to control the flow of data, multi-